Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Chris Whittingham joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, MLS on Apple TV, and any sort of soccer on CBS and Paramount. You'll probably hear Chris Whittingham on the call for those matches. Whitty, how are you doing today as your arch nemesis go for their second consecutive Stanley Cup tonight?
I'm trying to forget that that's happening tonight, I'm trying to get through my day, try and not think about the hockey. Try not watch the hockey tonight and try and hope that by the end of the evening, hockey's existence will be minimal in my life. That's my hope.
Can we just be real for a second here?
Sure.
There isn't like a small part of you after how into the Panthers you were. That isn't like, man, like I really wish I could enjoy this. And my friends, my dear, dear friends who I hold dear, dear and close to my heart, I wish they didn't tell me to F off. Every single time the Panthers, like there's no part of you that is like, man, I really wish I was part of this with them.
No, there is no part of me that wishes that I was part of it. There's a part of me, a massive part of me that just wishes for this to end. I just want the Florida Panthers to go into a massive decline, miss the playoffs next year. And so I can just kind of forget about the existence of hockey. But I really do think that it is sort of a relatable thing, I would say, to sort of be the one against the many, to be, you know, the one fan of one team in the midst of a group of a lot of others, and just sort of being stubborn and resolute about that. I find myself to kind of be, at this point, just a complete stubborn fool about all of it. And yet I really enjoy it. I really enjoy being the stubborn idiot. I like being the one against the many. I don't have this need for acceptance and being a part of a group. So no, I take absolutely no jealousy or envy in you guys having a nice time. That there's no part of me, oh man, I wish I was a part of that. I don't have that kind of need to be a part of things in that way. So no, I don't regret anything. I feel nothing towards the Florida Panthers now, and that is completely okay. I just hope that Edmonton win so that I don't have to hear from you guys over and over and over again. That's my only hope at this point, is I just don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm done with it.
You've had a very decorated career in sports media. You used to be on these airwaves as a host. You used to be on 790 back in the day. I mean, a bunch of other stations. Takes are everywhere. And you've given a lot of takes over the years.
Yes, I have.
This one in particular has to be the single worst. You talking about the Huberdeau-Tkachuk trade and what you thought was going to happen from there. Indisputably.
So close. I was so close. I was so close in that year one.
You really were.
Oh, my God. Alex Lyon, that run of Alex Lyon games. Oh, but so I actually, for me, my worst or my best. So I'm proudest of this one, I would say. It's changed my life in the way that I approach an entire sport. I actually think that kind of makes it good, not bad. I have like to have been so resolute about something for 3 years. This is 3 years now that we've been going on. I am now completely anti and against the Florida Panthers in the face of them winning a Stanley Cup. The fact that they won a championship. What? Yeah, right. They've been to three in a row, and they are on the brink of winning a second straight, and I still am this stupid about it. It makes me honestly feel even prouder. Every day that they have more success, I'm like, you know what? And the fact that I don't ever examine... I've had some examinations after some Florida Panthers victories where I stare at the ceiling in bed at night and go, why did I do this? And then at the end of it, after I go through the whole thought process, I'm like, I'd do it over again. I'm more than happy to still be here. So I would actually say it has been my best take. And I actually, every time I watch the Panthers, which is very sparingly, I went to a bar on Saturday night after I did an MLS game and it was on the TVs. I was very upset that it was on the TVs. I wish the city of Boston wasn't interested in hockey, but they are. And so they had the game on. And when I watched them, for the minutes that I do, I was mostly having a chat with my co-commentator, Ian Joy, where I was not interested at all in the game. And every time I looked up, I just saw misconnected passes and horrible hockey. And I was like, I still feel good about this. I still feel like I just don't like this brand of the sport. And I might just not like the sport, which I think is okay.
It's also insane. But I think somewhere in that word salad you just gave me, in your spin zone, I think you, for the first time, did admit how stupid this take is. I think you did say it in there.
Okay, it's stupid in that
it's stupid.
I have robbed myself of a joy of watching a team that I grew up going to winning a championship. However, it was not stupid in that I really do believe what I'm saying. I really do believe what I'm saying. And at this point, it's not about the Huberto Tkachuk trade, although Matthew Tkachuk has contributed very little in path to the Florida Panthers winning this championship, as with the last championship as well. But in the overall, my point is that the Florida Panthers no longer play a kind of hockey that I like. And that remains true to this day. And so, yes, do I wish that I was like every other sports fan? And by the way, I was not alone on the day that the Huberto trade happened. Of being upset about it. I just have taken it to the nth degree. You were the only one, Mr. State TV over there, who will defend anything that the Florida Panthers do.
I was right.
You were fired up about the trade. You were defending it even when they were about to miss the playoffs. Why couldn't they have missed the playoffs? Anyway, so you were defending it the whole way. But I really do think that the trade is not really about the trade. It's kind of about what the team became afterwards. And I just don't want to support it. I don't want to.
By the way, Matthew Tkachuk leads the Panthers in power play goals and power play assists. He's got 22 points and 22.
Yeah, congratulations on scoring when the other team has a player less on the ice. I mean, how about do it at 5v5? How about that?
Witty, I have not gotten more texts during the first 2.5 hours of this show than I have gotten in the last 4 minutes. I'm going to read some of them to you.
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
You ready?
Yeah, please.
This is exactly why you tune into a hometown radio show with Creep. Tell me what time this idiot will be off the radio so I can turn back on. Why change from hosting here, or did you feel that way then? If so, Chris can go kick rocks. Get this Panther hater off the radio. Chris, sometimes it's better to STFU rather than expressing your opinion. You make enemies your way. Hey, nobody likes you right now. Get this soccer doofus off the radio. Oh my God, this guy's a jackass. Who on earth is this loser? I'm going to keep going.
By the way, making enemies is underrated, I would say. You know when someone says to you, nobody likes you, it's kind of a good thing sometimes. I think you have to sort of embrace not being liked. Humanity has too much of a desire to be liked sometimes. You have to stick your neck out. If you really want to, you know, challenge yourself and challenge your opinion base, say something that no one agrees with and defend it to the hill because it's really fun. I'm having
a
great time.
You're being a grifter right now.
A grifter? A grifter would imply that I don't believe what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that every human being deep inside them has thoughts that other people don't agree with. They just don't express them out of a fear of not being liked. I think I'm telling everyone listening to this right now who is texting and calling me a moron right now, try it sometime. Try. And by the way, I would just like to I'd like to say that this is not the only South Florida sports team that I do this with. Ostensibly, I am a South Florida sports fan, but I also don't like Mario Cristobal as the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes football team. It has also made me some enemies. Oh. And so, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, you know what? I'll wait out this period while he's the head coach, and we'll get to it another time. But for the moment, I like the Heat. I, you know, kind of sort of tangentially like the Miami Marlins sometimes when they exist. Big Dolphins guy. And I like most of the South Florida sports teams. But when they make decisions that I don't like, I can kind of choose not to support them.
I found one ally for you.
Okay.
Solana has texted me that you might be swaying him a little bit. Now, granted, he has tried to plant his flag in the, Brad Marchand. I'm not really sure he's all that good.
That one might be worse than Mike Kachuk one, honestly. Brad Marchand has literally done nothing but carry this team on his shoulders. That bum Matthew Kachuk on his shoulders.
It's not a worse take than your Matthew Kachuk take.
No.
But
no.
It is a bad take.
Brad Marchand actually does things at 5v5, actually scores important goals, doesn't have his best game of the playoffs in a defeat, you know? Matthew Kachuk had his best game of the playoffs in a defeat, right? Am I wrong?
No, I would say his best game. So, he scored twice early.
You scored twice? Okay, what, round one? What are we doing in round one?
You got to win those games.
No, you don't. The games now are the ones that matter, and the ones that have mattered, what do you have? Like, I think he had 0 goals in the Eastern Conference Finals, and he had 2 goals and assists in this one, but in a game that they lost. Brad Marchand and Sergei Bobrovsky are the reason why this team wins anything.
I used to have high regard for Chris. Now I'm wondering if he's even qualified to do MLS broadcasts. Now, if you've loved this conversation, get ready for some soccer talk.
Yeah.
Biggest
sporting event in the country yesterday was held in Miami and was held in the Club World Cup as Boca Juniors took on Benfica in an absolutely cracking game. So if you want to get mad at soccer talk, get mad at the 62,000 people that filled Hard Rock Stadium last night and created the best atmosphere that has been at that stadium maybe since Miami beat Notre Dame like 8 years ago. Best atmosphere at that stadium. The Boca Junior fans are absolutely unbelievable. So get mad at your fellow brethren that are there in South Florida right now if you don't like this chat right now.
Now, I will say this. That was probably the best crowd we've seen at one of these Club World Cup games. What do you think is the issue with these sparsely attended games with big clubs? Like, we saw Chelsea and LAFC and Atlanta yesterday, and 22K in a 60,000+ seat stadium did not look great. And by the way, we're going to get back to hockey talk in the 9 o'clock hour with George Richards.
Stop apologizing for talking about a sport besides hockey.
I thought maybe we could find some common ground here, you and I, and you can finally concede
on hockey. No chance.
And finally concede something because of how wrong, like just so loud wrong you are about all of this. All of this.
I'm not wrong because I'm stating my personal preference about what I like in sports, and the Florida Panthers do not provide that. And so I'm just saying it doesn't work for me. I don't like it.
You're robbing yourself of 3 years of absolute joy. Joy.
You know what, Josh? I'm really happy for you. And you specifically, you are the one person in my life that I'm happy for as it relates to Florida Panthers. Because you have been there through thick and thin. You're not like all these frauds that just show up to the arena now. You were there when there were 6,000 people at the National... What? You're not having that there were 6,000 people there when it was the National Car Rental Center in 2005? You're not having that?
I have dreamed of standing arm in arm together with my fellow fan, bandwagon or not, as we celebrate winning the Stanley Cup. So you, sir, talk about your Boca Raton Juniors and your Flamingos in the Club World Cup, and I'll be over here winning a Stanley Cup for the second season while you... fake Rangers fan with your fake sweatshirt and your fake everything else and this fake take that you don't actually believe, even though you say you believe it, you don't believe a word of this. Nobody could possibly believe a word of this.
I'm telling you that I do. I'm telling you, like, why at this point would I have gone through 3 years of this if I didn't believe it? If I didn't believe that I don't like the Florida Panthers anymore, why would I fake it?
You love the attention. You love to come on here and have literally have gotten more texts to the show in the last 5 minutes than I've gotten the entire hour because of this. And you love that.
You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome, by the way. No, I don't. I don't crave this at all. I would love to, Josh, I would love to be you. I would love to be someone who is a fan of a sports team that defends everything that they do, loves every trade, loves every coaching hire, loves every free agent signing, loves every new bit of food that they put in the food court at the stadium, loves every new jersey, loves every jersey, loves everything about my sports team. That's just not who I am. That's just not who I am. And oh, for so, better or for worse.
So much better than us.
Yes. Yes, I am. So much better. Much better than
us. No, you're not. You look down on us.
I don't look down on you. It's just so not who I am. No.
So cool.
You're a sport. You're a proper sports fan. You love your team. And that's just not who I am. That's not who I am. And so I am really happy for you, bud. I love the fact that you're enjoying this, you know, that it consumes your life for years on end, that you're already dreaming of what that parade is going to be like. You're going to be at the Elbow Room tonight at 11:30 after the Florida Panthers win 7-0 tonight against the Edmonton Oilers, and you're going to be Stanley Cup champions. You've already thought about what it's going to be like. You're going to have a great time. You're not jinxing this at all by thinking about winning a championship, because it's going to happen. You're the better team. Go and win the championship tonight. It's definitely going to happen. Written in the stars, guarantee. Bet on it. Wager on it right now that the Florida Panthers will be champions tonight, and you're going to love it.
Lebatard got rid of this guy just to come over here and harass us.
I mean, he didn't get rid of me as such.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Give me a couple minutes here on Boca Raton Juniors.
Yeah, I mean, so first off, you know, one of the most well-supported clubs in South America, Boca Juniors, them and River Plate are kind of the two main and big rivals in South America, and they have an unbelievable fan base. If you watch any videos of La Bombonera in South America, one of the coolest places, honestly, it's a bucket list for me in terms of wanting to go and watch a team in their home stadium because of the atmosphere. Absolutely incredible. All the fans are jumping and singing, and they invaded Hard Rock Stadium last night. There were more than 50,000 of them there, creating a brilliant atmosphere in a game that was kind of everything that you wanted to be. It was a 2-2 draw between themselves and Benfica. They actually still have to play. If you're out there listening and you want to go and kind of feel this in person, Boca still have a game to play against Bayern Munich later on in this competition. I think it's on, I want to say Friday, but I might be wrong about that. And it is going to be an amazing atmosphere. And they played this game last night in the Club World Cup. I think it kind of goes to show, you were kind of mentioning earlier that sort of lack of attendance, lack of interest. That is a very European-centric point of view. And because Europeans dominate the club game and also dominate large portions of the international game, their point of view kind of gets put forward about things. And so people have been saying, oh, this Club World Cup. But the South American teams have brought it. Last night, we saw Flamengo play as well, one of the big sides in Brazil. Three other teams in Brazil in the competition. The two big sides from Argentina as well. And their fans are awesome. Their fans love this. So I actually think that for the most part, the games have been reasonably well attended and the games have been reasonably well played. So I'm really enjoying this Club World Cup so far.
Have the MLS teams acquitted themselves well to this point? Seattle, Inter Miami, and LAFC?
I think they've done okay. You go back to Inter Miami on Saturday night, who hosted the first game of the tournament against Al Ahly. There were actually a lot of Al Ahly fans there, a lot of Egyptian fans there. But the game finished 0-0. Miami had their periods where they're kind of dominated. They had the goalkeeper saved a penalty fantastically. And then in the second half, they grew into the game a little bit more. They probably, if they wanted to advance out of the group, probably needed to win that game. They still have to play Palmeiras of Brazil and FC Porto of Portugal coming up. And then you looked at the other team, Seattle Sounders, playing against the reigning South American champions, Botafogo, could easily have gotten a result in that game. And then LAFC playing Chelsea were honestly decent, considering that Chelsea are much better than them. They spent more than $1 billion on their team, and LAFC have spent nowhere near that. I actually think MLS have done okay. I think to kind of, you don't want to go 0-9. They're three teams. They play three games in the group stage. I think if they fail to win any of them, it'll be a little bit embarrassing. But I think they've done okay considering the level of opponent that they faced.
All right. Well, get out of here now. I gave you your little soccer bone here at the end.
Yeah.
I hope you have a day full of misery. Mm-hmm. I hope you have weeks full of misery and months full of misery as you watch the Florida Panthers celebrate, hopefully, with the Stanley Cup over the summer. So I hope you're miserable tonight.
It starts tonight. Florida Panthers are winning the Stanley Cup tonight. Guaranteed. They're going to get it done. There is no way that it doesn't happen tonight. None.
You control the StreamYard, Dan Day. Can you X him out of this, please? I'm done with him. I'm done. Thank you. I guess thank you to Chris Whittingham.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.